A Glimpse at the Adolescent Jacobus Tenbroek by the Tenbroek Library Staff and F.B. Jernigan Institute. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Members of the Jacobus Tenbroek Library Staff, left to right, Kim Dalton, Anna Kresmer, Ed Moorman, Luann Blake, and Carolyn Barron. From the editor, the letters in this article are reproduced exactly as the young chick Tenbroek wrote them. Among the treasures donated to the Tenbroek Library by Dr. Tenbroek's son, Dutch, are three short letters Tenbroek wrote while a student at the California School for the Blind and the University of California at Berkeley. Known later in life for his charm and wit, in addition to his hard work, perseverance, and intellectual brilliance, Tenbroek revealed his developing sense of humor in these letters. Sometimes, though, it is hard to tell whether he was being serious. He wrote the first two letters when he was 16, living at the California School for the Blind, but attending classes at University High School. Newell Perry, director of advanced studies at the school, had arranged for the brightest of the blind students to complete their high school work at University High as preparation for admission to UC Berkeley. Hence Tenbroek's reference to the outside-going high school students. Apparently, he had had a long-distance telephone conversation with his family a few days before he wrote the first letter while taking advantage of the privilege accorded to Dr. Perry's boys of spending Saturday morning sitting around in their underwear. The Tenbroeks lived in Hanford, California, in the southern San Joaquin Valley, about 200 miles from Berkeley. From the first letter, it appears that his parents had recently sent Jacobus $25 in response to an earlier 50-word request. Perhaps this is the reason for the seemingly formal closing, which Tenbroek certainly meant only in fun. School for the Blind, Berkeley, California, February 29, 1928. Dear folks, I got the cake and $5 last, bracket, week, close bracket, and have enjoyed the valor of their integrity. I had Lincoln's and Washington's, bracket, birthdays, close bracket, off, and am only sorry that they have passed. I recently wrote a 1,250-word composition on organic medicines, the studying for which has taken considerable time. On Saturday and Sunday morning, the outside-going high school students are allowed to lie in and sleep, so Saturday morning I was sitting in my BVDs on the end of the telephone line. As my papers are worth 50 cents a word, which is provided by my getting $25 for 50 words, I guess I better not use them too freely or else I will never get paid up. Ha 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 ha. Respectfully submitted, Jacobus Tenbroek. The second letter, written just a few days later, must have included a copy of a newspaper published by the students at the School for the Blind, to which Tenbroek seems to have been a prolific contributor. The high-going system refers to the opportunity for some students at the School for the Blind to go to University High School. The closing of this letter confirms that his earlier formality was meant as a joke. School for the Blind, Berkeley, California, March 4, 1928. Dear folks, you requested that I send you the essay which I wrote for the contest, but I have no copy of it, and as my memory is poor, it is impossible for me to send it. I got the $25 and have undergone the ravages delusive of some good meals. I am sending you our first paper, and all the articles with my initials are mine. I also wrote the one signed Vox Discipulorum and another one that is not signed about the present high-going system. Vox Discipulorum means the voice of the students in Latin. I will send the next issue on the 1st of April. I am well and busy as ever. Almost half the school term is gone and, of course, that causes me great sorrow. With love, Jacobus Tenbroek. Close readers of this letter might be glad that Tenbroek translated the Latin for us. On the other hand, they might be wondering just what he meant by the word delusive. So are we. It's not in the Oxford English Dictionary. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Dr. Tenbroek's College Yearbook Photograph. 2 years later, the 18-year-old future leader of the blind was a student at Cal, living a block from the main entrance to the campus. This letter, addressed specifically to his mother, whom he calls Ma, deals with cuisine and couture. The Bob referred to is probably Robert Campbell, then a close friend of Tenbroek's, later a bitter adversary in the Civil War that led to a split in the NFB. 2322 Telegraph Avenue, Berkeley, California, January 28, 1931. Dear Ma, I got my laundry and the cake some time ago. The latter is eaten and the former is dirtied. Now, in the mornings when we have time and something to eat, we fix our own breakfast. As a result of this condition, we ate most of the pound cake at this time. However, Bob does not care much for this particular species of the culinary art, and so I thought to intercede with you for an alteration. Perhaps you could send us just as well a cake of another kind. Behold my cords. Brand new cords, these. While in science, I had the misfortune of getting acid on them, and a certain portion, commonly called the seat, has succumbed to disintegration. Bracket, the next few words are obscured by a fold, close bracket. Especially devastating, and they must be particularly sewed in order to remain so. Some spots are not quite through yet, but soon will be if a stitch in time does not save nine. I am considerably occupied of late, and presently shall be inured in the vigorous onslaught of the midterms. In spite of this, everything seems to be progressing fairly well. College life suits me to perfection, at least so far. This letter has no closing, either respectful or loving, but something is scrawled on the bottom of the sheet, perhaps Tenbrook's signature, perhaps something else. In any case, it's clear that the young Jacobus Tenbrook was continuing to enjoy life and develop his talents as a freshman at one of the country's finest public universities.